Anyway, my we need to keep in mind Srila Prabhupada's what Srila Prabhupada's vision was for Krishna consciousness. He wanted to make pure devotees, and there was a time in 77. Prabhupada was talking to one of his friends or god brothers. He said, I think our movement has grown too big. In other words, that was when there were 100 temples. Prabhupada said, I think it's grown too big. Prabhupada's concern was that he used this phrase, boil the milk. Too many followers, too many neophytes, and they'll weaken the structure or the purpose of what we're trying to achieve. So Prabhupada wanted us to better, and he said, better smaller than just big quantity without the quality. Best is quantity and quality. But if you don't have the, can't get the quantity, then that's fine. Just stick with the quality. So that we're really letting people move forward, and we're putting them on the track and guiding them on the track back to Godhead. And in one sense, this, you know, bringing people to Krishna is the easier part. At least time-wise, you invest some time, you preach to them, they become enthusiastic, they experience some of the wonderful aspects of spiritual life, and they become sold. But then, solving all the different issues that come up in life, work, family, religious conflict here in an Islamic country, it becomes an enormous challenge. And, you know, that's aside from the fact that even if they were just living in Vrindavan, chanting 64 rounds a day in a constructive atmosphere all by themselves, even that's a challenge. Even that's not easy. What to speak of, you put all of these other worldly burdens on top of people in a foreign atmosphere. So actually taking them along, like what we were talking last time, that's why I said, well, don't need to have children, because these are your children. In effect, it's going to be like that.
Yeah.
And as good as the setup we're having now to attract them, similarly, we have to have a good foundation for moving them along. And that's why, and we talked about that before, counselor system is an important aspect also. We talked about education, so that they really become educated in what it means to be Krishna conscious, what it means to chant Hare Krishna, mm-hmm. who Krishna is, and so on. And that they have a like-minded support group, which is what counselor system is about. So in Chaupati, counselor system is 16 rounds, 4 regulated principles. I think in Budapest they have 8 rounds and 3 regulated principles, which will probably be going to change, because it means that there's not enough commonness amongst the devotees. So it's a real challenge. It's like the garden. Putting in the flowers is the easy part. Keeping out the weeds is something else. And there's another very interesting aspect, which is this aspect of preaching, that sometimes ISKCON places excessive, or not ISKCON as an institution, but parts of ISKCON or devotees place excessive emphasis on preaching. In other words, that the only important thing is to preach, and everything else you can compromise, including sadhana and spiritual practices and real cultivation of Krishna consciousness. And that wasn't what Srila Prabhupada taught us. It's sometimes motivated just by financial need, but most often it's an honest enthusiasm because of the kind of special taste that devotees get from preaching, from spreading Krishna consciousness, from distributing books, and you can't argue with it. It's a really wonderful experience. But Prabhupada's idea wasn't either or, it was both. Preaching and practice. Apanayachari Koriya Prachar. Any other things we need to... And Shriram would be very good in terms of teaching and education. He would teach. But he really needs to work on his Turkish.
Classes.
I'm okay. I have a handkerchief in my pocket. Send me the link to that other place that you wanted to have the retreat.
Okay. There are a couple of places, I would say.
Okay. I'm just... looking that it was, so I mentioned August,
4 to 9, I think.
September, ELM, RGB, October 2nd, 3rd, 4th is Turkish Nam Hara Camp, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, I have to leave. Yeah. ask, I'll contact Niranjan Maharaj, see if he's planning to come, because he'll be going to the GBC meetings anyway, also.
Yeah.
Yeah, last year we went together.
Yes.
Or at least we flew together. I was... Asking me what is this building here?
It's a like kind of salon, sports salon, but it's a museum. They changed it to museum.
Bhakti Chumraj, whether I will contact him or you will contact him?
He said he was going to contact you. I'm asking if he did.
No.
To come to Turkey.
No. He's still. He's still part of the EC, and I mean, last year he said he was coming to Hungary, and he didn't come. He was really busy, so let's see. But no, I haven't heard anything from him. Anyone else is planning to come? That you know of?
Yes. Urmila Mataji wanted to come, but we couldn't arrange the dates according to your schedule and our schedule. And there is Hari Parshad Prabhu from Shastric Advice Council. He's going to Italy, and on the way he will stop in Turkey for 3 days. We'll do some programs in June. Asit Krishna Maharaj will be here.
He's coming on the way through or on the way back?
On the way back,
I think. When is that?
It's in August.
Yeah, Virmila would be good if you give her... She's a very good teacher. If you give her topics to teach, actually give a course. And that's what's good for when guests come, is especially those like Irmila, that you want them to teach us what do we need, and to teach a specific topic.
Yeah.
Not just things that are not connected, that are not specifically necessarily educational, and you actually want to have separate program or separate things. One thing is having a Sunday program, and then something else having another program just for regular devotees, and then you teach them something different. Oh yeah, that's what I was looking at. If I came earlier and did a program, a vlog program, I'd have to see it better from my computer than the telephone, see the schedule. Anyway, we'll leave it for another time, leave it for next year. But it's something that, you know, is a separately advertised, separately organized, like you advertised on both your Facebook pages that I'm coming, which means that, you know, it's all the same to both people. Do we follow up? Do you contact and cultivate those people who are on answering on the vlog Facebook?
Yes. But it's very new. It's now building up. I think till next year it will be really good, but I'm on it. I'm personally watching every day. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I discussed with the English and Hungarian team, it would be good if somehow or another we can get devotees wherever I preach, which means Romania, Turkey, different centers in Hungary, to actually come together for one day and just review actually what it is that this is all about.
Would be very
and
good.
How and how it's meant to work, because I don't think devotees get the type of communication and information that they really need, and the feel for it. Maybe even just to come to a program to London, see a program, and then have a meeting on the next day, and discuss that.
It's very good here.
Because it's
going up.
You know, it's the it's sort of the basis of what people would call bridge preaching.
Yeah.
But unless, like, for instance, psychologically 200 or 300 or 3,000, you don't have to have you're not a separate institution. You don't have separate ownership of things. Ultimately, you present yourself, or at least I present myself as a devotee,
mm-hmm.
and they know,
yeah.
And you bring people in. It's in ISKCON. It's not separate from ISKCON.
Yes.
It's not legally separate from ISKCON, and it's not otherwise. But trying to reach those people that don't immediately aren't going to walk into a temple, and particularly using the internet. So when you use the internet, it has to become very generic as to what you're communicating. And our idea is that try to teach people principles of goodness and spirituality so that they become interested in principles of Krishna consciousness. And then the real issue is, which for us is still a challenge, is then what happens when they want to come to a temple? Because devotees doing this can't do everything, so are they going to get a good experience? If they've been cultivated up to now, they came to programs, they've been communicating with devotees on Facebook, and they have a certain impression that when they come to a temple, that type of impression has to continue. It isn't that they walk in a temple and no one says hello.
Yeah.
Or that all of a sudden someone starts preaching to them in a way that, you know, they don't know where they've come from and where they are. So there has to be a handover and a synchronous communication that just keeps taking those people further along.
Yeah.
Well, that's also a challenge. Anyway, there's a lot to be done.